A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 20. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She stood crying outside the tomb, and while she was still crying, she bent over and looked into the tomb and saw two angels there dressed in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" they asked her. She answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." Then she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who is it that you are looking for?" She thought he was the gardener, so she said to him, "If you took him away, sir, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus said, "because I have not yet gone back up to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God." So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and related to them what he had told her. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This reading about Jesus and Mary Magdalene for readings in the Gospel. Today, as Dominicans, we are so happy that Pope Francis has raised Mary Magdalene, patroness of our order, to a first-class feast, just like the apostles. After all, she was sent by Jesus to be an apostle to the apostles. Each time I pray with and ponder this reading, something different seems to touch my heart. As I was preparing for today, I was very moved by the question of Jesus to Mary, "Who are you looking for?" Imagine how both Jesus and Mary must have been feeling. Mary Magdalene, with her broken heart, had last seen her beloved Jesus hanging on the cross, and then being placed in someone else's tomb. Jesus had just come back to life. There were so many things Jesus could have said to Magdalene, yet he chose to ask her, "Who are you looking for?" This question, of course, tells us so much about Jesus, who was focused on the person of the other, passionate about relationships, and full of love and tender mercy. He was not concerned about what she was looking for or what she wanted. Rather, he was deeply concerned about who she was looking for. And yet, of course, as the risen Jesus, he knew she was looking for him. Yet he wanted to give her the dignity of telling him of her own deepest longing and desire. Mary, in her deep grief, does not recognize Jesus. She thinks he is the gardener. What a beautiful mistaken image. What a paradox. He is the gardener of her soul. Her grief is so overwhelming, she does not see clearly, and yet she does see another truth about this lover of her soul. Grief does amazing things to all of us. Grief can transform us. Think of the last time you felt deep sadness, loss, and grief. How clearly were you seeing the other, the realities of life? Think of others you love as you companion them in their grief. What is happening for them? How are they able to express and share their pain? In what ways are they being transformed? We too are all looking in various terms for Jesus. We are all seeking for meaning, for life, for love, for deep relationships where we will be understood. So often, who we seek eludes us. Why is that? Is it because we are unaware that we are already being sought, that we already have the one we seek? What a mystery. The one we seek has already sought us, already loves us so much, and yet we can be so unaware. Like Mary, we go while it is still dark, dark in our souls, looking for the light. Our grief, our life experiences are so overwhelming that like a cloud, they obscure our vision of the true essence of what is, of who is, who we are looking for. Mary may not be seeing clearly, yet she hears her name. There is no mistaking this voice, this tender recognition of the one who knows her and the one she knows. In that recognition, Mary wants to hold her beloved so that she will never have to face an empty tomb again. We all want to hold on to security when it is given. Jesus knows this. He knows that both Mary Magdalene and he knows that we need to trust that he is always there for us. And so he sends her on a mission. Go and tell the others the good news that I am alive. Go to the periphery. Go to the margins. Go to those in need. What we receive is always to be shared with the other, is given to us to be given away. What are the empty tombs I look into in the hope of finding security? Do I see the stone is rolled away? Do I hear the question, who are you looking for?